The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
You're listening to Lucy Killoway's podcast from the Financial Times.
Last week, Sir Alan Sugar said "you're fired" to three of the last four candidates in The Apprentice. And 8.9 million people sat on sofas all over Britain, gawping at the expressions of bitter disappointment, shock and anger that these two words inspired. Most of us viewers know exactly how foul failure tastes. We also know how a few words from a boss can spoil our day, our week, or our career. Yet very few of us will have had these two particular words aimed at us. No one in real offices says, "you're fired," or "that was crap." Indeed, they hardly ever say anything nasty at all. Instead, all the bites we receive are like Lady Macbeth, look like the innocent flower, but be the serpent under it. Whether or not the floral surface makes the bite any less bad is a moot point. The flower might successfully hide the serpent the first time you encounter it, but once one comes to recognise these particular flowers, one gets very jumpy indeed when one comes into contact with them. Indeed, to extend the metaphor still further, I've been out collecting a botanical array of these dangerous workplace blooms and have here arranged them for you in ascending order of deadliness. I've told the work experience girl that you'd be a great person to shadow. This little flower does immediate damage, but the effect is relatively small and short-lived. I've put you down for diversity training on Thursday. This also has an instant negative effect on the spirits, one that's made much worse if there's any implication that you've been singled out as being especially in need of such training. Have you thought about... is not a way of introducing a useful idea. It's a way of saying you jolly well ought to have thought about this and are a fool for not having done so. What was the thinking behind this? Is in the same vein, but even worse, as it implies that there wasn't any. I've always been a great admirer of your work. Is waiting for the but to pick up on some dreadful thing that you've done, the implication being that they now think you're an idiot. The fact that they used to admire you does not soften the blow of their current contempt. It sharpens it. Were you in the meeting? This can be taken in two ways, both as bad as the other. Either you were in the meeting, in which case you made no impact at all, or you weren't, in which case the question invites a rush of paranoia as to why you're always excluded when important things are decided. I know you've put a lot of work into this project. Is the opposite of praise for diligence. It's a nasty prelude to being told that the whole project has been canned. First, the good news. This is ominous, because if someone is going out of their way to flag the good news, it suggests that the bad news is going to be so bitter that an attempt at sugaring it is needed. I've asked X to work with you on this project. He's very experienced, and I know you'll make a great team. This means that you're deemed a failure, and that someone is being brought in over your head. God, that was brave. You haven't been brave at all. You've been monumentally stupid. Indeed, you may just have committed career suicide. Can I have a word? In five words rather than the one promised, the speaker informs you that something very nasty is coming your way. This phrase catapults you straight back to school days. It's the office equivalent of... the headmaster wants to see you. Can I have a word? Are you around later? This is slightly worse than the above, as you have to wait around all day with the sick feeling that something terrible is going to happen before you can go home. Are you all right? In the office, everyone is meant to look all right at all times, so having your failure to look so pointed out is really bad. A marginally better version of this is, you look like you need a holiday, or you look tired, which means you aren't coping and you look old and ugly too. I know you've been under a lot of pressure lately. This is unforgivable, as it A, acknowledges that life has been giving you a kicking recently, and B, implies that you've not been dealing with it well. And then, despite A and B, the speaker is gearing up to a but that will give you an even greater kick, which, given how much pressure you've been under, you're not likely to withstand. I realise that these botanical exhibits are just a start. However, I believe that such a collection is invaluable in helping us navigate modern office work, and so I'm keen to build it up further. I'd be most grateful if readers would send me their own most poisonous specimens, and I will publish an updated list in due course. However, on the deadliest flower of all, I don't think I need readers' help. The following says in 8 words what Sir Alan said last week to Claire, Alex and Helen in just 2. I've asked someone from HR to join us.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.